Good evening. With new data from the United Kingdom suggesting that you do need two doses of vaccines to protect you from the Delta variant, that's the variant of COVID first discovered in India, key questions remain on whether this should be done in India as well. For now, the government has said no. The dosing gap of Covishield is okay between 12 to 16 weeks, and the dosing gap of Covaxin remains unchanged. But is this all because of a shortage of vaccines, that whatever vaccines you have, you try and get people to have at least one dose, or because medically this is the correct gap? To answer this and several other questions, very happy to have with us this evening Dr. N.K. Arora, chairperson of the COVID Working Group. Thanks sir, very much for being with us. So what is the science of deciding that the gap between Covishield doses shouldn't be brought back?
So in January, when we started with the National COVID Immunization Program, at that time, if you remember, we had an interval of 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And that was based on the bridging trial which we had done and which showed that at 4 week interval, the immune response is very good and comparable with the 4 week interval seen in the global trials. Although UK had even at that time increased the interval to 12 weeks. And that was the time that they were facing the challenge of alpha variant outbreak. And they were having a tough time in December, January, February. And that's what, so they had gone in for 12 week interval at that time, along with even the Pfizer vaccine, they had gone in for 12 weeks, although the manufacturer told them to keep it at 3 weeks. 3 weeks, yes.
Right.
But we were not convinced and we went ahead with 4 weeks. 6 weeks later, WHO also came up and they suggested that 6 to 8 weeks may be a good idea. We reviewed the data and we had initial experience from UK and we thought that it may be worthwhile to increase it to 6 to 8 weeks. However, within the committee, we decided that we will look at the real-life data coming from UK, because yes. UK and India are the largest consumers of AstraZeneca vaccine, or the Covishield, which we called in India. And in the later part of April, third week or fourth week, we had this Public Health England report,
yes.
which suggested that with 12-week interval, the vaccine efficacy was varying between 65 to 88%. And this was a time, it was in May, early May, that we decided that, and we were, as you can understand, that was the worst period as far as Delta variant outbreak, ferocious outbreak was taking place in India.
But isn't it correct, sir, that it's 33 point something percent efficacy
I will come to that.
Of AZ.
Yeah. So we took the decision on, I think, 6th or 13th May, and within 2 days, we learned that
yes, exactly.
Public Health England have looked at the data, and they showed that with 1 week, with one dose, the protection is 33%, and
correct.
With two doses, the protection is 60 weeks. The methodology is called test negative study design, and the number of individuals who had received AstraZeneca single dose and those who had received double dose was very little, 200 and then in few tens or 20s kind of a thing,
okay.
where this 33% was done. However, and this it was not convincing enough, and therefore we continued with this decision. Here I must say that initially AstraZeneca vaccine was prepared as a single dose, and it was interesting to see that at 4 weeks, the protection was 57%. At 8 weeks, the protection was 60%. At 12 weeks, it was 63%. And between 12 weeks and 44, it became 75% around that.
This is real-world data in India, sir?
No. This is the basic trial data from Mexico, South Africa,
right,
and England.
Right.
Yeah. So there is a scientific basis why adenovirus vaccines, when they increase the interval, the efficacy increases.
No, but sir, what about the argument that in the case of the Delta variant, which is more transmissible, we know that as a fact, you need to have the second dose because it reduces the possibility of transmissibility.
Yes. So I'm coming to that because meanwhile, there were several studies when we were discussing it in our working group and then NTAGI and subsequently in the STSC group, we were privy to some of the data. And now this data has become public. There are two datas which are available in public domain, which have become available in last 10 days. One is from PGI Chandigarh, where Covishield has been given and they have done the study among health professionals. And with a single dose as well as with double dose, the vaccine efficacy is 75%. Now here, the catch is that this is the data when Punjab and adjoining areas were facing the Alpha variant outbreak. Yes. So that was till 16th April. It was only part of Delta variant, but bulk was Alpha variant.
Yes.
But 2 days ago or 3 days ago, Vellore has done, a CMC Vellore has come up with the data, which is primarily, which was done in the midst of this Delta surge. And which showed that if it is one dose, it is 61% vaccine effectiveness. And if it is two doses, it is 65% vaccine effectiveness.
What was the sample size, sir?
Sample size is several thousand. It is not hundreds.
So it's statistically relevant, is your point?
Very relevant. Very relevant and with narrow kind of uncertainty levels. So this has come up that even with Delta variant, when you do, when... And the other important point I think all of us have to understand, as of today, 26 crore plus infection injections have been given, doses have been given, out of which only about 4 or 5 crore have received two doses, remaining are 18 crores or so have received one dose. That is the ground reality here. Uh-huh. So what it is showing is that even those who have received one dose, at least in the short run, I'm underlining at least in the short run, the protection from serious disease, from hospitalization and death is similar whether you have received one dose or you have received two doses of Covishield. And same is true for Covaxin also. So what I am trying to say is the context is very important. Adenovirus vector-based vaccines behave differently. In while, as I told you, the AstraZeneca vaccine in Mexico, South Africa and in UK, 4 week interval, they were showing only 57%. But the same vaccine, when it was used in USA, 4 week interval, it gave a protection of 79 or 80%.
But sir, Dr. Arora, you know, what you're saying is so very important. Because if you are getting real life data, which you consider and your group considers statistically relevant, that a single dose of Covishield works, are you, as a policy, looking to first get that single dose into people? Why? Because it'll work as a single dose vaccine. If it works as a single dose vaccine, then the race which we are in the middle of now gets shortened.
So the whole issue is that nothing is cast in stone. We are continuously looking at all the data. So I'm giving you information about the data which is 48 or 72 hours old, which has come in public domain. So it is a continuous process, and we will, and there is another platform we are in the process of setting up, which is called vaccine tracking platform, where three data sets are in the process of harmonization. One data is laboratory data where RT-PCR and RAT test are there. The second is COVID platform where vaccine data is there. And third is the clinical data, the severity data. Now, when I put all these three data together, I will be able to see if what is the vaccine effectiveness in the usual, I mean, in the actual real life, if one dose is taken, two doses are taken, which is the vaccine, what is the interval, and in different parts of the country, is there a difference?
Sure. So, but sir, but again, sir, what you have told me just a little while back is really important. The CMC Vellore data, which is several thousand strong, statistically relevant, shows that a single dose of Covishield in the context of Delta, which is there in large parts of our country, is 65% effective, two doses gives you about 67. So it's not a very 60, large...
61 and 65.
Sorry, 61
again,
and 65.
Again, no difference. No 60, great difference.
Right, so no big difference. So that's huge. So I just want to go through to a couple of other points over here. Now, Bharat Biotech has said that the price of Covaxin is not sustainable. Will the government renegotiate the price with them?
See, this is not our area. It's not a technical issue. It's a financial issue. It is administrative issue. It's a program issue. So we are not, I mean, at least our committee is not privy to any of these discussions. Neither we are engaged in that kind of thing.
Okay.
So probably we are not the right, I mean, I'm not the right person to answer.
So Dr. Arora, are you excited about the prospect of Novavax coming into India? You know, I mean, where are you as far as trials of that in India are concerned? How soon do you think EUA can happen? And how many doses do you think can be produced?
So Novavax is very exciting. And as you are right, in the last 1 week, it has created a rage because India is going to manufacture almost 1 billion doses a year. It's very simple. It is going to be much cheaper and 90% plus vaccine effectiveness is there. And a very similar vaccine, Indian vaccine, is also under phase 3 trial. I'm sure you are aware of biological needs. Yeah, Bio-E vaccine. And we are promised 30 crore doses within this by the end of this year. They are very similar vaccines. So these two vaccines are really exciting in a sense. We have previous experience of similar platform. They are safe across the age groups. And very high effectiveness.
So, sir, on the basis of
and
what you're seeing...
And it will also take care of our...
of children.
The vaccine requirement.
You know, potentially children as well. No, but, sir, yes. I know it's early to be asking this because, you know, it's still... None of these have been cleared for use in India as yet. But is there a possibility of either Bio-E or Novavax, which is going to be called Covovax here in India, becoming a single-dose vaccine? Is there data to suggest high efficacy for a single dose?
I haven't seen that trial data. Novavax, obviously, biological E data is still coming. They have just finished phase 1-2 and they're entering into phase
and how
two,
efficacious then. Is Bio-E's vaccine?
Bio-E vaccine, the initial data is as exciting as Novavax because it's a very similar kind of vaccine.
So an Indian vaccine with 90% efficacy, many a slip between cup and lip, but that said, You expect it to be 90% or so?
Yes, I feel that it could be around the same. And I must tell you, there are a couple of other Indian vaccines are also on the anvil.
The Zydus Cadila vaccine is very interesting.
Yeah, Cadila DNA vaccine. And then there is another Indian mRNA vaccine is going to be there. It is just entering phase 2, I think by next week, Monday or so. And by the end of September, we should have that our own mRNA vaccine, which is more compatible for Indian setting in terms of storage, in terms of transport, in terms of shelf life.
So just to go back to Bio-E, and I know you don't deal with prices, but I think one of the most attractive elements of this Indian drug is what, 250 rupees for two doses. That's a world beater. That's far cheaper than even Covishield. So obviously we have our own requirements, but ultimately if this is flooded to other parts of the world, then the potential is incredible.
I must tell you, this may look presumptuous statement, but ultimately the world will be dependent on us for COVID vaccine. It is very premature. It is very presumptuous. But as soon as our requirement is fulfilled, I think we can look after the world. I co-chair the COVAX facility on the other side in WHO also.
Yeah.
And I'm aware that everybody is looking forward to India because most of the poor countries and low-income countries and low- and middle-income countries have no source. Today, it is easier to buy weapons than to buy a vaccine.
Yeah.
That we have seen during last 2 months or so. So it is, I think our companies are great. There are no words of appreciation to our industry. whether it is Serum or Bharat Biotech, and there are numerous other
and
vaccines.
So many
and
other companies.
De novo Indian vaccine. It is for the first time that so many Indian vaccines are going to come.
Right.
Yesterday only we had a discussion which is going to come up, and again it is going to be a similar Novavax-like vaccine. It is likely to be, they have already done phase one study. So we are really looking forward to a lot of these exciting areas.
So where is BioE in terms of trials and trials being completed?
I think they are just starting there. They're finished phase one. They will be starting phase two.
No, I'm talking about the BioE one, which is very similar to Novavax.
That's what I'm saying, BioE.
Okay.
They have finished phase one,
okay,
and they are in the process of starting phase two and then go in for phase three.
So how long would that take?
September or October. By October, I think they should finish their studies, because now the sample size is not huge. The comparator is, because of the various reasons, you have to use a smaller sample size, and such large sample sizes are not required.
So there's still some time, for that to happen. So Novavax will be there earlier, hopefully.
I hope so, because Novavax is facing another difficulty of its own kind, because US FDA has denied them giving emergency use because they no longer have emergency. So they are waiting for, they have to go through the full drill. But if they have to come to India, they will have to do at least a bridging trial here, unless they get some approval from EMA, MHRA, or WHO.
Is that challenging?
I mean,
it is challenging. All of it is challenging. But is that time consuming?
Time consuming. Basically, we have to look after the safety. I must tell you, Som, primarily when vaccine is given to healthy people, you and me take the vaccine. Or agar hame kuch ho jaye, to ye badi chinta ki baat hoti. So safety is a very important issue. And for that, this safety, although it may look a small sample size, but it does give a very good idea about the issue of safety. Immunogenicity is there. There are not much differences, but safety is a paramount importance.
Okay, sir, where does India stand on approving Sputnik Light?
Sputnik Light and Sputnik, because Sputnik first dose and Sputnik Light are same vaccine. Exactly. They are 20 adenovirus 26 vectored vaccine. They're exactly same. But the packaging and the way it is prepared, adenovirus Sputnik Light can be stored at 2 to 8 degrees. While the regular Sputnik 5 requires storage
-18.
And there are issues or challenges in terms of once the vial is open, how much time. It's a very short period. So, but ultimately, I think Sputnik Light has another advantage of being the single dose.
Right.
And just like Johnson and Johnson. And that vaccine is also going to come. I understand that they are going in for a trial, as well as they may introduce the vaccine very soon.
So which month would that be either accepted or rejected as a single-use drug, Sputnik?
Sputnik, I cannot answer this question
at
the moment, because unless they submit their dossier for Sputnik Light. Sputnik Light is in a different packaging, and so it is treated
But it's
as
essentially
a
the first dose of the drug, right?
Absolutely. Essentially the first dose of Sputnik 5. It's the same 26 adenovirus.
So, Dr. Arora, I'm out of time, unfortunately, but we must have you back, because I didn't get around to what is perhaps the most fascinating part of new vaccines, single-dose nasal vaccines in the future over there. We'll get your thoughts.
I will do something very exciting about that also.
Go ahead, sir.
All of us, and these are all indigenous Indian vaccines. That is the exciting part of it.
Excellent. So I look forward to that conversation. We'll take a short break at this stage. More coming up.
Thank you very much.